You're listening to NITV Radio. I'm Nari Packo, and we're speaking with Gretel Taylor, a featuring artist and curator at Body Place Project. They're presenting Naragal Maramu, Body of the Mountain, an experimental exhibition featuring multiple artists. Thanks for yarning with us today, Gretel.
Great to be here. Thank you so much for having us, Nari.
Oh, good. I just want you to introduce yourself. I gave a little bit of you being an artist and a curator, but who are you?
Sure. I'm Gretel Taylor. I'm a non-Indigenous woman with a mix of European ancestries. I was born actually in Ferntree Gully in the foothills of the Dandenongs, which is Koranwarabul in Woiwurrung language. I've lived in Naam and between there and the Dandenongs or Koranwarabul for most of my life at different times on the lands of the Wurundjeri or Bunurong and Bunurong people of the Kulin Nation. I moved back actually as an adult to live in the Dandenongs in Kalorama, right up in the hills for 15 years until just recently. I'm now back in the north side suburbs of Naam for my daughter's high school, and I'm right on the train track, so if you hear trains in the background, that's why.
So you're a curator, part of this exhibition. What has been the process of putting this on?
Sure. Well, I'm a dancer and a curator, and I've got a strong interest, is a long-standing interest in place, doing art that is site responsive or place responsive. So my own practice of dancing in relation to place and sensing my environment wherever I am, I kind of asked many years ago, who the hell am I to be dancing here? And so I'm highly conscious of my presence as a woman of the white, privileged, colonizing peoples, living and dancing upon unceded First Peoples country in so-called Australia. So with this exhibition, Body Place Project is this kind of independent platform that I founded to do these projects. And I've expanded it to a collective of local artists as well, with shared interests in place, performance and art. And that includes Gulshen Erza, Tammy Wong Hulbert and Lucky Sedaris. For this project, we were lucky to receive funding and able to invite some additional amazing artists to join us, including Wurundjeri traditional custodian Mandy Nicholson and performance art legend Jill Orr, sound artist Arti Jadu and local photographic artist Rebecca Murray. So Mandy and Gulshen are co-curating with me, Mandy particularly as a cultural advisor, really, and consultant. And I'm also presenting my own artwork in this exhibition in collaboration with my partner, photographer, filmmaker, Lucky Sedaris. So how did we bring it all together? It's actually, this exhibition is an outcome of a mobile residency we did last year, which was walking across the Dandenongs or Koranwarabul. So this was all about walking country together and sharing our artistic practices about place. All of the artists that were invited to come along, although they're from very different kind of practices of art, they are all interested in place in one way or another. And we were kind of considering as we walked over 3 days across the some very steep slopes, what is it to listen to this country from our different embodied perspectives and to respond through our different practices. So this exhibition is sort of follow-up to that experience of that mobile residency. Yeah, we've all created artworks in the months since then that we're bringing together. As well as it being beautiful, it also had lots of realization of the fact that, well, country is way too dry up there. It's really, there's lots of, you know, kind of vulnerable aspects of the environment at this point in time in history. It's also quite volatile with climate change. I feel like the beauty of that experience also will weave through the exhibition and hopefully inspire people as well.
Your work that's curated into the show, the dance is underway. What is that? What are people going to see when they see your work?
Sure. It's called The Dance Is Already Underway. And the idea with that work was to join in the dance of the place with the ecologies that exist and interact there already. So I did a sort of ridiculously epic durational performance for camera in a part of the forest that just off the path in Sherbrooke Forest. And I stayed there for 12 hours dancing in response to that environment and had a camera set up on a tripod to capture that experience. I also had Lucky come in and visit every few hours and take some handheld footage that's a bit more kind of immersive. So the artwork is, what you'll see in the gallery, is an edited version of like a short film created from some of that handheld footage that will be projected large. And there's also, as a kind of document of the 12-hour inhabitation, there's another screen with that whole 12 hours that I don't really expect anyone to see in its entirety. I'll put a beanbag there for anyone who wants to hang out with it for a while, but they're not even open for 12 hours at a time, this gallery. So,
no, 12 hours is intense.
Yeah, it was quite intense. I did rest quite a lot. I mean, it's not all, you know, hardcore dancing.
As a curator, can you tell us about some of the other works? What are you particularly excited for audiences to come in and see or experience throughout the exhibition?
I am excited about all of it, really. The exhibition will feature like a large-scale painting along a whole wall, like a long wall of the gallery, by Mandy Nicholson, and she's going to do another segment with NITV Radio as well, so hopefully you'll hear about that more from her. There's also a Chinese-influenced textile work or series of works by Tammy Wong Holder, exploring her perspective as a Chinese-Australian artist living in the foothills of Kurrin Warrabool. She carried a backpack, actually, a sculpture as a backpack during the walk that she called her Wong ancestral home. So that action, and there's a large scale photograph of her with that. That kind of drew her connection to this place that she now lives in and calls her home, together with her kind of ancestral memory back to her mountain home back in China. Rebecca Murray, she's another local artist. She's well known for her cyanotype photography using sun printing, which is that beautiful blue effect, handmade photography in, you know, sort of collaboration with the sun. So she's creating actually the largest work she's ever made by piecing together 21 hand-developed panels. Jill Orr is a performance art legend. She is a really renowned artist in Australia for going on 50 years, I'm amazed to say. She is in this work reflecting on the sort of passion and longing of environmental activism. That's going to be presented as photographic works and a sculpture, as well as performing at the opening. So if you can come along to the opening on Saturday, the 24th of May at 3 p.m. It goes till 5 p.m., but come early because the 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. is when we're all going to be. There'll be speeches, and Mandy Nicholson will do a welcome and a call to country, and Jill Orr will do a performance in the gallery, as well as NAM's own Wurundjeri women's dance group, Jiri Jiri.
It sounds like an incredibly intense and immersive experience that's going to be happening over the course of July, May, July. Is for anyone who's looking for information, where can they find you or find programming?
Sure. Well, it's just it's all going up on websites sort of right now. So you can go to Barringer's website. But you could also email me at gretteltaylor@gmail.com or check out bodyplaceproject.com, and there'll be all of the details there.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on and yarning with us and letting us know all about Body of the Mountain exhibition. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
That was Gretel Taylor. The exhibition by Body Place Project will be at Budinjar Gallery Upway. The exhibition will run from the 24th of May to 13th of July 2025. You're listening to NITV Radio.